when I'm in contact with the bull or during the scene, I keep my mouth shut and I stay in my place and I let it kind of develop. But that being said, a lot of fun things have happened over the years through, I'll communicate things, and you know, there will be in that Venn diagram, there will be some overlap where it's fun.
It's ironic that you say that. I've had that experience myself, but from the experience of being the Dom in the room and then being also the Capricorn, where I like to have structure, I like to have things planned out, I like to be very communicative. So when I've had a cuck situation where I want to communicate with the cuck, like, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I've had to kind of back off and even have the cuck tell me at times, like, well, I just kind of want to be organic. I just want to let you guys do your thing and just you guys do you. Just sit there and throw me a bone every once in a while. So I can understand, but how the wanting to be so structured and everything. But I've learned, as I'm sure you have, that wanting and having the need to be so structured leads to disappointment. So, you know, as we've learned the lifestyle, having expectations will definitely lead you to disappointment. So I've steered away from that, as you have, and gone to more the organic route. And I've had a lot more fun with it, and I hope you have too.
Yes, and I've learned, it took a few years to realize this, but I'm a true switch. My wife, I'd say, is a sub. She's not much of a dom. The cuckoldress role that she plays is where she can play with my submissive side without having to proactively do too much or structure things herself. And I've realized my sub side, if I really want dominant structure, it's on me to find a dominant partner other than her to get that, because, you know, that's just not her vibe.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, would you say, in terms of you said you're not bisexual in any way, but how do you feel about, like, say, pegging or being involved with a woman in a masculine role?
Yeah, great question. So, sexual preference, I am straight. Do I prefer men or women? Definitely prefer women. That's I have tested that theory, and the simile I like to use is that women are a feast of flavors and men are like stale crackers. For me, it's that, like, I will always choose the buffet of every flavor, but if I'm like really, really starving, and just by extension, anyone who's blindfolded and feels a warm mouth, I'm sorry, but we're all capable. We're all capable of receiving pleasure from any other body. Just throwing that out there, just the pure science of it. But yes, in terms of preference, I am straight. That being said, if a woman with woman curves, nice squeezable ash straps up and she wants to peg me, love it. Love it. There's no male bodies in the room other than mine. I am so turned on because we got that pleasure button in our ass and it's very hard to reach. And sometimes you need a buddy. And so, yeah, I'm very much into pegging. When I play with female dominance, I think this is a huge psychological part of it, is I want her to be a very feminine bodied person. I want her to be a womanly woman, because the hotness of it is the feminine energy overpowering the male energy. I feel like a lot of people in my situation might be into cross-dressing or gender bending, but for me, that feels like women are the powerful ones. They're the dominant ones. I would feel like a poser, like faking it, like I'm trying to be the powerful one by becoming a woman. No, I want to be the male who's getting dominated.
The power exchange itself is the turn on, in that is feeling the woman expressing her sexual power and dominance. I can totally relate to that. It's something that I find that when I'm working with women to help them express that aspect of them, that they're trying to understand it because they're so used to feminine. It's like, no, it's still feminine. It's like, it's not trying to be masculine in this. It's just kind of letting the floodgates open a little bit. When your sexual desire, you don't have to hold back, and you can be ferociously feminine. You can be absolutely seductive. You can be absolutely expressive. And the more you are, the more of a turn on it is. And that's something that I really work on encouraging and developing within my partners. If I see that spark inside of them, like, oh no, there's so much more to you. Let me show you. And seeing that is just such a turn on. One of the things that I would love to know, because you've had several experiences over the years, is what were some of the edgier moments that you experienced as a cuck and on your journey? Was it, you know, first time watching your wife get filled up? Has she been filled up? You know, what, you know, somebody unloading? And what were some of those moments where you're like, all right, that's a new, like, the cuxitocin reached new highs when you had these different experiences? What are some of those edge experiences that you've had?
Too many to remember to name. I really should make a list of all this specific type of kink highlights. But the highlight reel in my head, the first one from the top, I think, is the cuckiest, probably. And that is she fucked another couple on our wedding night. That was pretty
fun. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Yeah.
Another couple.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a man, a woman. What? I think they were married. Yeah. But on our wedding night, she fucked them. Wheelie will.
That's powerful.
Right? Pretty kinky.
Consummated as a cuck from the start. Yeah.
Fallacy check.
Yeah, only going to do that one once. all goes well. That's a one-time deal.
Yeah. But we will go to sex parties together a lot. Often she will, she'll like pair off with a guy and I just have to watch and hand them toys the whole night. We've done sleepovers where I sleep on the floor and her and the pool are in the bed. And, you know, it could be like an all night fuck session. I don't really know if and when sex is going to happen. So I'm so turned on. I can like barely sleep all night. Obviously, some chastity play stuff. We've done that. I've done that more with other partners with female dominance or cuck relationship in the past. She more like dips her toe in the pool, giggles, and runs off when it comes to that. Share her current bull she's had for going on 2 years now, and they're emotionally getting like more intense. And some people would look at it and be like, oh, that's more like polyamory, and I'd be like, sure, whatever. But it's all within the kink. It's all within the framework. It's always when he's come over and I'm watching. And the last scene we did, now that I have a baby girl, I'm a father, I will, if the baby's crying in the other room while they're fucking, I'd go into the other room, pretend with the baby.
while she's being fucked.
Loving cock.
Yeah. She recently got some like underwear and shirts that like add to the degradation. Like,
oh wow,
my bull owns my pussy. I think it's like one of them. What else? I have more videos of her fucking other men on my computer than all other, and this includes like sex podcast stuff where I deal with people in porn and stuff. I have more videos of her fucking other men than all other videos combined. Like I'm losing space on my external hard drive and computer because there's so much. that's just the highlight reel off the top of my head. I'm sure like 10 minutes later, I'll be like, oh my God, this other thing. But yeah, there's a slave rank.
So how is that affected? Now, do you find yourself having, you know, regular coitus or regular sex more or less? Has that changed within your relationship? Do you find her having more sex with her bull than you? And how does that work? Because you still are active with other partners. Do you find yourself having more sex with other partners, but you just have more of a love? Because I think that's a really interesting dynamic and probably a big worry for a lot of our listeners. Like, if I open up these floodgates, where does it go? Where could it go? You know, how does it affect? I think you're in a unique situation, the way that you process things and the way that you're turned on by it. And you guys are healthily playing this, you know, kink out in a really unique way. But how has that affected your intimacy, you know, specifically when it comes to like sex or fucking her? Does her bull own your pussy? Is it shared more than consume?
So we would be both turned on by the idea of her fucking her bull more often than me. However, scheduling wise, it's never worked out that based on my level of sexual enthusiasm. Right? Tough life.
Beautiful wife.
So, scheduling wise, I've always been the most frequent fucker, you know, despite maybe a random few week periods. We'll dirty talk about the possibility of otherwise often. But I have a pretty decent sex life outside of my wife. I go to sex parties once or twice a month. I do icebreakers for a really big one in New York City. And I have friends and partners that will go with me to these parties. We'll find people together. We'll do some full swap, or maybe we'll do our own thing. I actually kind of live a dual life where I feel like in the parties, I feel very desired and wanted. And it's just this sexplosion of energy. And outside the parties, I swear I'm like the most invisible, like no luck with the apps. Like, I think that adds to the dynamic of our cuckold situation, because she never goes to the parties and she always has like a reliable partner, you know, that's just a phone call away. And that's been very elusive to me. But, I think you asked, intimately, like when we make love and stuff, how does it affect things? It is, I will say, it is a spice, you know, some people put hot sauce on everything. I feel like even in our most intimate, romantic, emotional moments, one of us will like add the spice, and it's always welcome. And I don't think it's gotten to a point where it's like a necessity. It's like a bridge that we need, because I would say this counts in the realm of sex, but it's not sex at all. Throughout the day, nonstop, it's just nonstop, like kisses and cuddles and, you know, verbal affection and squeezing and spanking. And there's like nonstop micro hitting on each other. And that's another like bedrock of, okay, so now if 90% of the time when we fuck, we're dirty talking about her bowl, it doesn't feel like, well, wait a second, do we need this? It's just, you know, it's just fun. It's, you know, the hot sauce.
It's just what you enjoy. Yeah, it's a little sprinkle on top, eh? So what would you say for individuals that are interested in exploring cuckolding, or like, you know, similar dynamics to cuckolding? Would you have any advice for them on how to approach that, or how to bring it up with, say, a monogamous partner?
With every kink or people trying to open their relationship, the very first thing I like to, this is just my perspective, but the thing I really put my foot down on first is like, nothing is a goal. Nothing is an end point. Nothing is, you have to reach this level. It's not like karate. You have to get like the black belt. It's not a race to see who can be the least jealous. It's not who can be the most poly, who can be the most bisexual. It's figuring out what it is you want and what serves you, and communicating it to your partner. And seeing how much you match up, and in the ways that you don't, how you can work together to get through that. And cuckoldry is an amazing option on the menu, but it could be an acquired taste for many people. So my biggest tip for people that are considering it, I think it is a superpower. When you get to the other side, you can take that negative energy and it comes out as positive for both you and your partner. It feels like a superpower sometimes. But don't think you need to obtain that just because it is there as a possibility. Just like me with male bodies, I don't know what it is. Like, I tried a gangbang last year, and the concept was so hot, but then the incidental touching with the other guys, just like my dick just went, woo, and it just like, damn it. Like, I'm annoyingly straight. And I think that's true for some guys out there, that it's okay if you don't reach a level of comfort and enthusiasm with this particular kink, that this is an option for you. So don't feel that you need to be okay with other men fucking your wife. It's okay if that's something you're just not built for. Just like you wouldn't expect a gay person to be okay with straight sex. You know, it's who they are. If they figured it out, they've internally and externally, they know who they are, then that's just who you are. So, I mean, that would be my biggest upfront advice to give. And then beyond that, let me know if I'm blabbing too much. But beyond that, I would say communicate a lot, because in ethical non-monogamy in general, again, sorry with all the similes, but it's like you're in a pitch black room and you got to walk around. You don't know where the furniture is. And you might be like, I know this room. I can walk through it. It doesn't hurt you to go slow and feel around slowly, because you might, just start walking fast and then you just fuck the shit out of your knee. Like, you bang the knee on the table. You're like, I didn't know that was there. It takes a while to figure out where your furniture is in the mind of when it comes with jealousy or compersion. So go slow and communicate would be my other advice.
Great advice. Great advice, JJ. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always encourage that communication is, you know, the cornerstone of any quality relationship. And, you know, it is the bedrock in which the cornerstone is built for every kinky relationship. So it's a critical thing that we always talk about. Within that, what would you want to communicate to society for them to understand as far as societal perceptions, judgment, and everything else about the cuckold hot wife lifestyle? Because I feel that it has been something that's been looked at as a negative, right? It's something that has been, there's been a lot of negativity. It's used to kind of degrade somebody in situations to make them feel less than. What would you want to shift about the societal, you know, concepts and conceptions around cuckoldry?
Yeah. Dear society.
Or if anything. Yeah. Dear society, here we go again. It's me.
My open letter is, you're way too hung up about sex and what adults do in the privacy of their homes or with other people they want to share with virtually. If everyone is above age and consenting and they're not doing any permanent physical, psychological, or emotional damage, then stop fucking caring. If it doesn't involve you, it shouldn't matter. Isn't it funny how we make such a big deal and pay so much money and give awards to people who fake being murderers, but people who fake being degraded, oh, that's a horrible thing, right? But like at the Oscars, you're like, oh, that guy that played the axe murderer, I love him so much. He was so good in that homicide scene. He's acting out a horrible, horrible thing that's 500 times worse than a wife cheating, quote unquote. But here you are applauding that and lifting that person up. Whereas in this scenario, when it benefits all people involved and takes a potentially negative, dangerous thing and flips it into a positive one, well, that's where you get your gavel out and start banging. I'd hold up a mirror to those people and say, judge yourself before you judge me.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Well, before we close out, I would love to, you know, let people know again where they can find you on the Sexy Show and all of that. So you want to let everybody know where else they can find all the amazing fun things that you're sharing in the world of kink and sexuality?
I think I do. So my podcast is Sexy Show, SexieShow, just like foodies for food, sexies for sex. Make sure you type it correctly. Please listen to the show, support it, tell your friends. I would love to not have to do all of my other bringer gigs to earn my money. I'd love to be a podcaster only. I can only do it with the support and the pussy juice of all my listeners. I also do icebreakers for chemistry parties in New York City. If you guys want to stop by a chemistry party, be like, oh my God, I heard you on the podcast. I'd love to fuck your wife. You know, that'd be great too. Visit me there. Yeah, those are the two main ways you can spot me. I also live in New York, so if you spot me on the street, free to give me a high five or throw money at me.
You know, there's another thing I do want to ask, because I feel that this is an interesting thing, because I love the social dynamics of using sex as a relationship builder, and would love to know, have you developed kind of positive relationships with bulls or other playmates of your wife that kind of exist independently, that you guys have some type of, you know, conversation, that you feel like some type of friends, or is it completely separate and you're not interested in building that, or it hasn't happened, or they're not interested? Because that's something I find really interesting.
Yeah. So I think we all have biases. Is it biases or biases? How would you say the plural? Yes.
That's exactly. Yes, we do.
I'll say biases.
Yeses. Yeses. Yeah.
So we all have biases, whether it's versus someone, you know, skin color, height, background, you know, oh, you follow that sports team versus my sports team. With me, I recognize that when I see a woman I don't know versus a man I don't know, I feel myself a little more guarded around men. I think I have a bias against men where I don't open up as quickly, and maybe I'm a little more less trusting and more protective. And I think one benefit of this particular dynamic is it kind of plays with that fear involved with it of like, you know, this the man comes in as, you know, like the worst fear. He comes in and he steals your girl or whatever. And ironically, I'm backing up into a situation where I get more comfortable with this guy. And I realize, you know, this person who is playing the role of like, you know, the cloaked figure in the night that steals all you love is just like a normal dude that, oh, he's also a survivor nerd, or like, you know, he loves board games too. And it actually, I think, has been helping me with my biases with then. And it's gotten me more comfortable and more relaxed, open up more to men, especially men in the scene, which can be twice as scary because you know they're there to fuck.
Well, that's great. I'd love to share this story with our listeners, because it kind of mirrors the primal world with our world of kink and sharing, and it's of Scar the Lion. You guys know about Scar the Lion? Not that it's, you know, from The Lion King, we know about him, but he was the lion that ruled his pride for the longest time that we have recorded. And the interesting thing about Scar is he did something different that the other lions, you know, didn't do as, you know, head of the pride or king of the pride. Most lions would rule for about 3 years, would be like on average. Anything over than that, now you're going long. Scar ruled for 12 years. And one of the things that was interesting is he would let his brothers actually also mate with the female lions. So I feel that that's something very interesting when it comes to kink dynamics and building social dynamics, as using sex as a connective tool instead of a dividing tool. And I feel that the hot wife, cuck, stag, you know, open lifestyle, swingers, all the things that we're doing here can create better social cohesion and dynamics than a lot of what is taking place right now when it comes to lying, jealousy, games, betrayal, destroying families and all that, instead of building these bonds. So just wanted to share that story with our listeners. JJ, thanks again for joining us. Everybody tune in to Sexy Show, you know, support the show, support Kinkist. You can always find us here at Kinkist Official on all the Instagrams. Find us there. Join our mailing list at kinkist.com. Anything else before we go, brother?
No, other than what we're going to say next.
You know it, folks. Well, until then, we always encourage you, cuck, hot wife, or anything in between, to stay kinky, my friends.
My friends. Are you tired of online communities full of ghosts, bots, catfish, and time wasters? Does a community built upon the pillars of consent, education, and radical inclusion interest you? Head on over to Kinkist.com to sign up and help us create a community of people dedicated to the consensual play, fun, education, and creativity. Kinkist.com. What are you into?